from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, November 2nd. Coming up, the Illinois State Board of Education released its annual report card for schools on Friday. We'll discuss the finding with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed an executive order declaring gun violence a public health crisis in Illinois. The order will allow the state to spend an additional $250 million on gun violence interruption over the next 3 years. Democratic State Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago praised the promised new investment.
A budget is a moral document. It's a statement of your responsibilities, a statement of your priorities, a commitment of $250 million over 3 years to hit this problem head on. That is a tremendous statement of our priorities.
Illinois is already spending more than $500 million this year on violence prevention, diversion, and youth employment programs, some of which is made possible by federal stimulus dollars. Lawmakers earlier this year passed several pieces of sweeping legislation aimed at criminal justice reform and violence prevention. But Republicans have pushed back on those new laws, though many have not yet gone into effect, claiming Democrats' approach to violent crime has caused it to rise. Illinois' economic growth slowed down in October, according to the University of Illinois Flash Index. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The Flash Index reading for October is 105.4, down 0.6 of a point from September, sending the economic indicator to its lowest point since May. The state's economy is still growing, but U of I economist Fred Gertz says it's likely feeling the impact of the COVID-19 Delta variant and U.S. supply chain bottlenecks.
It's a serious situation where we're still having recovery, still having growth, but not quite as rapid as previous.
The Flash Index is based on Illinois tax receipts, with any reading above 100 showing economic growth. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Ninth graders started this fall at Centennial High School with trauma. There were midday gunshots near the Champaign High School in September. Other incidents included a social media threat and a student who brought a gun to school. The rattled freshmen turned to their senior mentor, Hussein Al-Jabouri.
They were asking, is this like always happening? How serious it's been? And it hasn't always been. This is probably the worst it's been from when I was a freshman. Obviously, last year, no one was here.
This kind of trusting relationship is exactly what Centennial wants from the program. The goal is a closer-knit, more positive school community, which itself helps prevent violence. Upperclassmen have formerly mentored freshmen at Centennial for about 7 years. During that time, teachers say they've seen the hallways become friendlier places with new bonds between the school's youngest and oldest students. Public health officials reported 20 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases now stands at 344, up by about 30 from a week ago. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 42 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, up from 34 on Friday. 16 of those patients are in the ICU. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the Illinois State Board of Education's annual report card released on Friday. A conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Illinois State Board of Education released its annual report card on Friday, which measures many different areas of progress in Illinois schools. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has been digging into this data, and she joins me now to discuss it. Hi there, Emily.
Hi, Brian.
Education has certainly been difficult for students, parents, and teachers alike during the pandemic. And I'm curious, how has that shown up in this report?
Yeah, so one of the central ways that it shows up is that there are more students last year who were absent regularly than in 2019. 2020 is kind of a weird year because they weren't really counting absences in the same way. Chronic absenteeism jumped significantly in 2021. Yeah, there were just not students who weren't showing up to class in the same way.
And it also showed up, I think, in some other ways as well. What did the data show in terms of some of the proficiencies that they're looking for?
Yeah, so there was just very preliminary data on some of the tests that students took in the spring. And it showed that students were learning less than they had in previous years. For example, English learners in the younger grades were really not at the same grade level as they were in the past. About half as many English learners at those grade levels were proficient as compared to 2019.
Were there any particular communities especially hard hit by these problems?
Yeah. So Black students in particular had higher levels of chronic absenteeism, low-income students as well. These communities had a particularly hard time logging in regularly while they were doing remote learning.
And I know you spoke with Rhonda Thornton with the Champaign Unit 4 School District about this data. What did she have to say about chronic absenteeism in her district?
Yeah, she said that a lot of it was related to how tough it was for families to juggle working during a pandemic with remote learning. You know, families couldn't necessarily be there to supervise their children, and then the kids might not be on their laptops as they were supposed to be.
Now, I understand you also got a statement from Urbana Schools about the ISBE report card data. What stood out to you in their statement?
Yeah, they mentioned how ninth graders and eighth graders particularly struggled during the pandemic, how there were higher levels of failing among these grades, and that sort of puts them behind on their track to graduate. And they said that, you know, this really shows how the full year of remote instruction was really challenging for many students. They also had some caveats about the data. For example, the assessment data that we were talking about that shows how students' learning slowed, the only students who took that in Urbana last spring were the ones who were learning in person.
You know, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of good news in this report, Emily, but were there any bright spots to take away from it?
Yes, there were. One bright spot was that actually advanced placement, dual enrollment, and career readiness courses were up. There were more students taking these college and career courses than in previous years. And the state pointed out that this is a really significant achievement considering everything that students were going through.
All right. Emily Hayes with Illinois Newsroom taking a look at the Illinois report card released by the State Board of Education on Friday. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can read Emily's reporting on the state report card at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 47 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.